It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a wonderful day, wonderful opportunity to come together and study the Word of God. I'm glad that you've joined us today. And we're in the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 8. And we've gotten down through the fourth verse, but we're going to review that. It's too important not to take another look at that. So we're going to start with the first verse, and then we'll read on down through to the end of the 13th verse. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address here is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you would like to check our website out, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Please, that you would look. We've got many studies there, and I hope that it would be a blessing to you that you could not only come to know the Lord Jesus, but also come to grow in the Lord Jesus. Once you know Him as your personal Savior, it would be wonderful for you to have that opportunity and visit that, and I hope that it's a blessing to you. Also, our church constitution is there, and the plan of salvation. Both of those are very, very wonderful for information, for you to know where we stand, and then also to lead you to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so please that you would take a look at that. And also, if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Matthew chapter 8, beginning to read with verse 1. And when he come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick with palsy, greatly, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and do that, and do it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. What a wonderful story, wonderful study, wonderful miracle the Lord has performed. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this precious time together. I just ask that you'll guide and lead us through this study. We need your presence. We need the Holy Spirit here with us to guide and lead us through your word. You give us the word for ourselves to study and to search. You give us the great teacher, the Holy Spirit, to guide us through it and to apply it to our hearts. And so we ask today that that be the very case, whether it be for salvation or whether it be for just growth and service for you to bring honor and glory to you. So please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us now through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We've discussed the multitudes. We've discussed the leper coming down and how that he came through the crowds. And when he would come in contact with anyone, he would cry out, "Unclean, unclean," because no one was to, of course, touch him or be near him. And so in the process of this, it was quite a miracle for him to be able to cross through these multitudes and come to the Lord Jesus. And as he came and worshiped him. And we have some other comments concerning in other gospels where he had fell down before the Lord Jesus and begged him, you know, please. And the question was not that Jesus couldn't do it. It was that would he? Because the leper knew that if Jesus chose to, he could heal him and say, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And then the end, and of course we know that he did. He touched him and he was made clean. And then Jesus gave him some instructions, and he said, you need to go to the priest. Number one, don't tell anyone. Before, you need to go to the priest and do the proper instruction according to Moses. And the purpose was for a testimony unto them, as we look at that fourth verse. Well, we went back to Leviticus 14, 1 through 7. And we're going to go back there again just quickly. And again, I don't intend to spend a lot of time because we need to see this and we need to get on with the study. But at the same time, it is so important for us to look at this and see exactly what the reason was and what the picture was. This beautiful, beautiful picture here. Leviticus chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing." You see, Jesus had not went to the cross yet. Jesus had not totally, completely fulfilled the law. He was in the process of fulfilling the law. So in order for this man to be declared clean, he needed to go to the priest. And so this is what this man was told to do. "This shall be the law of the leper in the day of cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp. The priest shall look and behold if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper. Then shall the priest command to take for him, that is to be cleansed, two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water, and shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose unto the open field." It's a wonderful, and then it continues there with the cleansing of the clothes and things like that that needs to be done. But that beautiful picture that we have back here in Leviticus 14 is a gorgeous, wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's much like the picture on the Day of Atonement that they would celebrate, because then they had two goats. One was killed, one was left alive. Caught the blood of the one that was killed, and it was taken in to the Holy of Holies, sprinkled seven times, and same thing was done outside the camp, would come, and they would take that the blood as the priest, the high priest, would sprinkle that upon the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies. Go through the holy place, through the veil, into the Holy of Holies. Just do that once a year, only once. Now, he would do it two times on that day, once for himself with a bullock, the blood of a bullock, and confess his own sins. Then he would take the blood of the goat and present that for the sins of the nation of Israel. And he would bring that blood back, and he would lay those bloody hands of his upon the head of the live goat and confess all the sins of the nation of Israel. And then that goat would be led up into the hills, never to return. You see, that's what happens when you come by faith to Jesus. Your sins are taken away by the blood of Jesus. And they're not only taken away for a period of time, they're taken away forever, never to return as that live goat. Well, it's somewhat the same way, much like it here in Leviticus 14, concerning the cleansing of the leper. And leprosy stands in many cases for sin. And so we're really dealing, yes, with something that is miserable, that is rotten. And we talked about that, how the hands fall off in some very severe cases, and your feet and so many things take place, and it's deadly, it kills you. Well, that's exactly what sin does. Sin makes us unusable. We have to have our sins forgiven because we are condemned already because we were born in sin. Now, it's a wonderful joy to come by faith to Jesus and be born again and have our sins taken away. And so the joy is that and the peace is, and the opportunity is so simple, just to come by faith to Jesus. Here in Leviticus, again, the leper comes to Jesus. Jesus cleanses him because, you see, he is and does have the power to take our sin away. So that's the beauty of the picture to begin with. But then he sends him to the priest. And so, again, because we must fulfill the law. We've just read from Leviticus 14. We have two birds. We talked last time that possibly, very possibly, it was two sparrows, because in Psalms 102, verse 7, the Lord Jesus himself is referred to as a sparrow. And we read from Isaiah 53:3, where that as the sparrow is kind of an insignificant bird, kind of a normal bird, kind of a common, so was our Lord Jesus as far as his manhood's concerned. He was an average man. He was not ugly by any means, but he was just average, because God the Father did not want someone coming to him because he was so handsome and looked so well. His speech was wonderful, but his speech was always the Word of God. Instead of people enjoying it, many times it convicted their heart and they turned away. And so we have the two birds, and we read from John chapter 3 and 1 Timothy as well, concerning that it refers to really heaven and earth. Jesus came down from heaven, and he came to earth. The cedar wood here that we have is a matter of the representing the sweet and joy that comes with knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. It's a wonderful joy each time to study and to enjoy it. We not only have the cedar wood, which again is sweet and preserves and it is safe from insects. You know, you use it to protect your clothes. And so it is a preservative, and it does have that wonderful sweet smell, as our Lord Jesus, very much so. Scarlet was next, and that's the shedding of blood. And so when we have the scarlet, it always speaks and refers to the shedding of blood of the Lord Jesus. Hyssop, we talked about last time we were together, was just a little bit different. it has the thought of faith. Now, that seems a little strange, but it is the weakest plant, a very weak plant in nature. And so we need to understand that faith in itself is nothing. Faith is not seeing, it's not feeling, it's not tasting, it's not handling. Faith that we need and faith that is given to us all comes from God, and it's belief in God. One made the statement, and I love it, faith is the link between our weakness, and God's strength. So, very quickly here, the scarlet, and it is bound by, let's go back here to the reading, the living bird, you shall take it, the cedar wood, sweet, the preservative, the scarlet, stands for the blood, the hyssop, this is all bound together, and so we take the scarlet, bind it with the hyssop to the cedar wood, with the blood being applied on to the live bird. Without faith, it's impossible to be saved. And we'll look at Ephesians 2:8 and Hebrews 11:1. The bird was slain outside the camp. The priest does everything. The leper had one responsibility, and that was to come. So, we have the death, and we have the living bird being let go and flying away. We also have something, and that is the running water. The running water, that water in the Word of God, represents the Word of God. And so what a joy to look and to study and to read as we look, as the Word of God is applied by the Holy Spirit. Water is the Word of God. The running, the action, is the Holy Spirit. And so what a joy. Now, we're going to look up a couple of verses of Scripture here. And again, can you see the body of the Lord Jesus being crucified and shedding his blood, dying on the cross, raised again, our sins are taken away, and life is given to us? All that is a wonderful picture in these two birds. The leper came to the priest. He was already made clean, but he needed to come to that priest knowing that as the priest would witness his cleansed body, that through this action then, it would show that he is clean, he has been made whole. What a testimony, what a witness, and that's what we need to do when we come by faith to Jesus. Again, much review here. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace ye are saved, and grace is unmerited favor, something God has given to us. And this leper sure received God's grace when he was made whole. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. And let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have that in the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the bird was slain outside the camp. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. Hebrews 13, 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Jesus was crucified outside of Jerusalem. Again, the priest did everything. The only thing the leper had to do was come. Can you see that? I just ask you, can you see that simple plan? Will you not refuse that free gift of salvation that Jesus gives you? Titus. 1 2 Thessalonians, 1 2 Timothy, Titus chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Romans. Chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. And not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. I'm sorry, it was 28, not 8. Didn't make any help at all. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. You can see by that that I don't just pre-write these down. I look them up, and sometimes I will misquote and be in the wrong place. But right here, we see very carefully and very prayerfully. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith, made right by faith without the deeds of the law. See, Jesus fulfilled the law, so if we come by faith to him, we are saved, we are born again. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. That may have been what I looked at there. Galatians, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace ye are saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Acts 4:12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that's Jesus, the very name that is forgotten, the name that is not spoken in many churches in the way of salvation. They may say the name of Jesus, but they do not stand firmly that Jesus is the only way and do not connect any works with it. It is by faith and by faith alone. What a joy to study the Word of God. Back to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What a wonderful verse of scripture. There is nothing else for us. We must just come. Matthew chapter 11. Verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come. Jesus told him to go to the priest, and all he had to do was to go, to come to the priest. And what a picture of what Jesus had already taken care of. But you see, Jesus had not finished the work on the cross yet. That is the reason that he sent him. John chapter 6, verse 37. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. Don't think when you come to Jesus by faith that he's going to turn you away, because he will not. One more thing, a couple of things here that we have somewhat discussed, but the bird was killed in an earthen vessel, picturing the body of Jesus. As we've made reference, the running water is the Word and the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 5. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That water is not baptism. That water is the Word of God. The running water. The Spirit applying the Word of God. What a joy. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I hope that you're able to look these up with me. I've always had some complaints that, I can't find them that fast. Just take some time to go through and learn the books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, because you and then do some checks. Just write down four or five scripture verses and then hunt them down real quick to see how fast you can get to them, because it is a joy to be able to physically see this as we're studying it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So you think I'm just making these things up. There's your reference right there. The washing of water by the word. What a joy. What a joy. Back to John. Boy, I've got several here. John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Rivers of living water. Running water. The Spirit applying the Word of God. The living bird, back in Leviticus, the living bird identifies with the slain one. That is the beautiful picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. I didn't intend to spend that much time back and not move on to Matthew chapter 5. Or chapter 8, verse 5, with the Jesus entering into Capernaum. But it was so important that you see why he sent him back to the priest to give a testimony of what had happened. And the two birds was a picture of the life and the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in every way, just as on the Day of Atonement, the two goats are an equal picture. So next time we come together, we will start here with the fifth verse concerning Jesus was entered into Capernaum. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?